fortunate we can go during the week in the middle of the day or the morning like this. So, yeah, the Utica, Shelby, whatever it is, yeah, Utica, Costco is always busy. I mean, open to close every time, you know, it's just a mess. So this is probably one of the later times, I hope. Yeah, I guess I should consider that Port Huron one. I know it would be a long drive, but it'd be a lot easier with the less crowdiness. Haven't been to BJ's yet. I should check that out. That's not too far from me. So, all right, I'll let you get out with your day and talk to you soon. This is KE8BSI. I will listen out.
Yeah. Well, you can make like a field trip day out of it too, you know, not just going there. I know that there's a ship that they got set up out there as a museum back when they used to do portable lighthouses. You could go then, they'll give you a tour of the engine room and all their dated electronics and things of that nature, you know, these three-cylinder, four-cylinder, five-cylinder diesel engines they got down there, and how they used to run these out to Lake Huron, and they used to spend, you know, till they ran out of provisions, and it was just, the ship was just out there and just idle and run the foghorns and the lights and stuff like that. So there's a lot of cool things to do in Port Huron, you know, to make a day of it, make a trip of it. So, you know, kind of like a little mini vacation to give you and the significant other some fun things to do, so, other than just shopping. So I'll talk to you later. KEBSI and HKPP.